O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Jeremiah 23, verses 1 through 6. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to O Righteous Branch by Caroline Cobb Smith. The lilting rhythm provides a soothing background, a space for waiting as the singers raise longing hallelujahs and a call for Jesus' coming.
O righteous branch from Jesse's root, please come and bring your kingdom. The lion dwelling with the lamb, bring peace and life and freedom.
Jeremiah 23, verses 1 through 6. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for my people. You have scattered my flock and driven them away, and you have not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for your evil deeds, declares the Lord. Then I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the countries where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will set shepherds over them who will care for them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed. Neither shall any be missing, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days Judah will be saved, and Israel will dwell securely. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness.
If you were to look around at our culture today, would you say that we are more characterized by peace or anxiety? Psychologists have recognized that we are in the middle of a mental health crisis. Anxiety and depression rates have grown astronomically over the past decade. Psychologists will point to some of the major causes being the prevalence of social media, isolation caused by COVID, and other factors. Some of us respond to anxiety by trying to grow our control. We grasp for things like our to-do lists and our performance to try and build stability and security. Others of us are more prone to dealing with anxiety through escape. As anxiety and depression rates have grown, so has addiction and media consumption. But over and against all of our attempts to self-medicate, Scripture has a greater solution. Beyond more techniques, Scripture says you don't need to control, you don't need to escape. What you need is a new shepherd. In Jeremiah's day, there were plenty of false shepherds in charge of God's people. And the Lord, through Jeremiah, proclaims judgment over them for their evil deeds and their failure to care for the sheep. The people are lost and full of fear and dismay, as verse 4 says. So what is the answer to our fear, to our sadness, to our sense of lostness? Into our brokenness, God made a promise that from David's line would come the true shepherd. He would succeed where others failed. He will be the true king. He will be our righteousness. Verse 6 says that he will bring salvation and security that we all long for. The Israelites knew this promise well. So imagine the scene when Jesus stands before them in John 10 and declares, "I am the good shepherd." He is the righteous shepherd king that Jeremiah spoke of. Do you long for true satisfaction in your life? Jesus says he came to bring abundant life. Do you long for true peace and security? Jesus says that no one will snatch his sheep out of his hand. Today, come to the shepherd. Rest in his grasp of you. He will not let you go. As R.C. Sproul said, "We are secure not because we hold tightly to Jesus, but because he holds tightly to us." In the moments that follow, rest your heart in the Good Shepherd's care.
Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. for the sake of your Son, our Savior.